can't.
Fun though. It is fun.
Hello, people. How's it going out there? I hope it's going good out there in Sturdy Land. But yeah, we're here again. We are here again for another episode of Horror with Sir Sturdy. Yes, I know what you guys are thinking. What the fuck are they talking about tonight? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you and I'm going to tell you. For the road trip to Carolina Fear Fest, episode 489, Ambitions as a Rider. Shout out to Tupac. Check out the song. End of the episode. Legend. Rest in peace. Unearthing Charlie's Farm. Now, again, reviewing this movie, road trip to CFF, as I was saying. Bill Moseley is in this movie. He's also going to be at Carolina Fear Fest, which link is in the description if you want to go get your tickets to go check that con out. You should. You definitely should. I'm going to be there. The Scene Snob's going to be there. Bunch of Snob Nation's going to be there. Some awesome, awesome, awesome celebrities. Of course, you're going to meet some other just guests. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a wonderful time. You're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be there for it. But, James, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
Do you hear that? Good, sir. Happy
to relaxing.
Chilling.
Chill.
Everybody out there, I hope your eyes are doing good. Whoever's in the chat, say what's up. What's good, Wise? What's good? Hope all's well. Hope all's well. But Charlie's Farm, James. So yeah. This is like my third time seeing this movie.
That's my second time. Kane Hodder's in it.
Yeah, Kane Hodder is in it. I didn't mention him, though, just only because he's not going to be at the con, but Kane Hodder is in it. You guys
Tara know. Reed.
Tara Reed's in it. Yeah, she is in it. Yeah. Wow. And literally, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like, yeah, she's in it, like, excited, like the American Pie days. And she's in it. No disrespect to Tara Reed, though.
not the greatest actress, but, you know, she does her thing.
She tries.
Her downfall is getting involved in Sharknado. Why is going, Tara?
Shark fucking NATO.
But yeah, Charlie's Farm. So,
God, James, why'd you have to put that movie in my head? I hate that franchise.
Something, Mick.
So no, let's start the bar.
Oh, so I mean, what's up, Chris? My bad.
What's good, man? What's good?
I just see a bright logo, and usually I see a bright logo, I think it's Mick. Mm-hmm. I just see a logo on my side of my.
And I mean, I get it too, because Scene Snobs and.
Yeah.
Stories. Yeah.
But, this is the second time I've seen this movie. And it was first time I seen it, I was shocked.
You know what it is, Chris? He thinks all white people look alike. We gotta have another, we gotta bring him to HR. Over on Popcorn and Pints. We're gonna have you. Matter of fact, listen, I'm gonna give you guys a spoiler this week because I think this will be a fun thing. We're gonna have our HR meeting. It's gonna be us four from Popcorn and Pints live between us four. Three, sorry. Mick, if you're here and you wanna join us, we'd love to have you.
Listen. My argument to this is if you open up a package of saltines, they're all the same.
See? James is reverse racist. And just so you guys know, YouTube, this is all jokes. We're just having some fun. So don't get crazy. But yeah, that Patreon, HR meeting.
HR, there you go. HR meeting.
We're due for one. We're going to do these every so often. We're due for one.
Charlie's Farm. But yeah.
I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, James.
No, you're all good. Like I said, it's like I was shocked. Like, it's better than I thought it was gonna be.
So rewind back to Stream Lounge days, which I fucking miss. And I used to host watch parties a lot, which I am getting back into those, but over on the Discord now. And excuse me, I used to watch and I used to host them. And I remember I was watching one, and I would shout the guy out. I forgot his handle, though, because I'm also following him on Twitter. I'll have to look that up one of these days and, you know, shout him out. But anyway, he was watching the movie. He had the movie playing, and it had already started. But I was like, fuck, I'm just going to keep watching it because it wasn't too far in the movie. And I was very entertained by it. And he always showed some cool ass shit. We have very, like, he showed similar shit to that. We have very similar things when it comes to, like, that kind of weird horror. Or, like, the lower budget horror and all that other stuff and everything else. But that was my first time seeing it. And then I was like, shit, I was like, I got to watch this. I got to see this. I got to see this shit. I got to really watch it. I believe I don't know if I hosted a event for it or if I just watched it and told you to watch it because we ended up reviewing it, which I forgot literally today. I forgot we reviewed this until today because James was like, yo, did we review this?
Yeah.
Yep. And I told him no. I was like, no, we didn't. I was like, I did a watch party thing for it. Or no, I was a part of a watch party for it. So on and so forth. But yeah, we watched it. We reviewed it with
it was a good rewatch.
definitely. We rewatched it with Troll 2, so you guys should go check that episode out. And actually
Troll 2.
Over on Sterovision, we reviewed Troll 2 a couple weeks ago now. So you can check out how we really feel about Troll 2 over there.
Trash.
Quick sit. When dive into ratings and then dive into the movie?
Let's do this. All right.
Boom.
Just because the acting is not all that great, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Yo, it's funny you say that. We're right at the same spot. I was going between a 7.5 and an 8, but I was like, you know what? I'll settle for a 7.5. I think it's worth a 7.5.
Yeah. like I said, Tara Reid's in it, but she's like her. I don't know. Some reason her acting every movie she's in is the same. It's weird. I'm not a fan. And the other actors in it, the one dude was pretty good. I liked him. The one they called Donkey. I thought he did a pretty good job. Piece? No, because I thought his acting was pretty good.
He was funny. Yeah.
So he was like the best character. Kane Hodder is just Kane Hodder. He's more of you know what it is? I'm not used to him talking. I just see him as Jason. Just like, dude, why are you talking? Where's your mask? Don't it's just weird. Even though he's not in it a lot, he's in it like a few scenes. But it's just weird seeing him act like that, like do it actually. Dialogue and everything, but I'm not saying nothing bad. Like it was fine. I'm just saying it's weird to me just seeing him doing dialogue and shit. But
no, I get that though. I get that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's I was so shocked how good it was. violent too.
You ain't never lied, my friend.
We'll get to the kills because I want to know what's your best. Your favorite. I'm sure we talked about it, the old one, but I watched it again. I don't remember what I said back then.
I'm going to dive into that one right now. I'll say when Donkey gets killed. That was one of my favorite ones because it was just funny.
You like the dick rip off and shove it down his throat?
You know what it was? Because he gets out of the... So they call him Donkey because he has a big piece, they say. So anyway... Him and Donkey and his girl are, you know, they're in the water. They get naked. They're in the water swimming. And then she's like, well, first, he takes a dick pic on a digital, on his boy's digital camera. And it says something about a Loch Ness monster. And it throws the camera back on the beach. And then a few minutes later, his girl's like, yeah, he's big. He's big. She's like, yeah, it is. And she's like, no, him. Look at him. And it's fucking... Which we're jumping all over the place, but I'm talking about my kill right now. Charlie.
Yeah,
it's Charlie.
Yeah.
And he's a big fucking dude. He's just standing out there.
Monster.
So, huge dude. So, you know, Donkey's yelling at him, talking his shit. So he gets out of the water. He gets out of the water and just goes right up to him. Doesn't put any pants on or nothing.
Nah, that's a white person thing.
Thank you. I didn't want to be the one to say it. Was good, okay. Peter. Was good. Oh, by the way, guys, this dude is one of my favorite directors. One of my favorite indie directors. You need to go check his shit out and go back that movie laugh. Peter, drop it in the Indiegogo in the comments, man. And what is that? So yeah, he goes up to him naked, naked as shit. And Charlie like looks down and starts like laughing. And he's like, yeah, I know it's big, isn't it? Yo, he cuts that shit off so fast and shoves it down his throat and chokes him with it. Just kind of.
Yo, he just shoves it down his throat. He shoves it down his throat and then he does the palm smash.
Yeah. Boom. That's what I mean. And it was just fucking hilarious.
No, that was a good kill. I like it. It's like made him suck his own dick and shit. It was pretty funny.
He killed him with it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, so here's mine. Same scene. The girl gets out of the water now, runs. He chases her down. He's on top of her, puts his fingers down her throat, gagging her. Then he just rips her jaw right off, and you see the tongue just dangling like that. And that was so cool to me.
That was a fucking awesome scene. That was real awesome. Like that. Okay, so yeah, I agree with that. And those are probably the top two kills in that movie.
Yeah, that was so cool.
As far as hilarious, and then
just the gore, and I liked how they showed it. I liked how they showed the aftermath, where it's just the upper jaw and the tongue just moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was so fucking cool.
I want to bring this up really quick because the director. So the cool thing about the director is Christopher's son. I've seen he did Charlie's Farm, which we did just watch.
Yeah,
and we've seen Boar before. Remember the Boar movie?
Yep. Oh, that wasn't bad either.
So now I'm like. I want to check these out now. Yeah. I want to check these out now just because I may have to check those out. I think
Daddy's
I have to check
those out. I don't know. Daddy's Little Girl sounds a little sus.
We'll see.
I hope it's not that type of movie.
I don't think it is. We'll see, though, because I think I'm going to throw those on a wheel or something. You can hopefully sign up.
So far, for me, he's two for two. Good.
Could be Diddy's little boy.
Because Boar was basically, say, a creature feature. And
definitely.
I thought that shit was pretty good.
Huge. That was a fun one. I believe we reviewed that one too. And that's another one.
Yeah, we did review that. Correct. Yep.
No, I did see that one before, and then I watched it on a watch party.
Yep.
I watched it on a watch party.
Yeah, we definitely reviewed that. But yeah, so far good movies. I enjoyed this movie so far.
Hell yeah.
But this one, it was it was a fun. Was this slasher?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't know the category. I'm going by it's not exactly like Chainsaw Massacre. It's kind of like I don't know.
They are cannibals. I believe they are cannibals because there's no way that they're.
Oh, the family. Yeah, the family. Oh, they're eating the hikers.
Yeah.
So. Oh, by the way, that was an awesome kill too. Right in the beginning, the shotgun blew the head off.
Yes.
Oh, that was the first kill. That's what set me up. I said, "Whoa!" I said, "Get the fuck out of here!" I was like, "Oh, now I'm interested." I was like, "That's what the other kills are gonna be like."
That was an awesome. You're right about that. That was an awesome fucking kill. That was an awesome fucking kill. Excuse me.
Charlie was young then. He had his bones. It looked like scoliosis, but he was like deformed too. He looked like he had like shark ribs, like and everything. It was like weird looking. Like, but he was deformed.
Yeah.
And but he grew up to a 50 years later.
And yo, you wouldn't even think. I'm gonna pull the trailer up, but you wouldn't even think he would have grew up to be as big as he was.
He's solid. It looks like he's like pure muscle.
Yeah. That's what I mean, because he was fucking huge. I'm like, what the fuck? Why?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how? The,
it's how? Like
7 foot tall.
And like 4 feet wide.
I was like, that's a big dude. Like, holy
shit. Scary. That's a bitch right there.
Go to this Charlie's Farm place.
Yes, we are. It's going to be awesome.
If there was a place like Charlie's Farm and someone said it was haunted and everything, would I go?
Yeah, 3/4 of the way there.
Yeah, but this ain't haunted. There's an actual fucking...
No, I get that. But I'm just saying, like, I would go to something like this.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Daddy's Little Girl. From the director of Daddy's Little Girl. Nice.
Mentions it.
Yep. Good on you, mate. Christopher's son.
This being haunted.
Your friends are all dead.
Bill Moseley.
Do you smell that?
Maybe it's one of Charlie's victims. I think I found a way out.
scene's fucked up too.
Back in the mid 80s, there was a family that lived out here somewhere. Their names were John and Meredith Wilson.
This is it, it actually says Wilson on it.
Donkey.
Anyway, rumor has it, they had a son called Charlie.
There he is.
Monster. Right, can we get some camping gear together and head out for looks?
Look at this. He's cute or what?
Maybe it was Charlie.
The shirt was just smart ass.
Her acting wasn't bad either. Her read just bothered me.
I have to say.
And I wasn't a big fan. I know him too. I wasn't a big fan of his either. So many good kills in this movie. I'm just remembering them all now.
Yeah.
There's the hunt.
Jason, please!
That was the jaw rip right there, right?
Yeah, it's a jaw rip, yeah.
Tell me where they are!
This is just one of those campfire horror stories.
Yeah, it's...
So cool.
Something I definitely recommend, guys, because shit just...
So, yeah, all because they wanted to do something for the summer. They're like, well, let's go to the beach. They're like, we always go to the fucking beach. But then Donkey mentioned the story about Charlie's farm to the other kid. Then they lied. Let's not tell them. We'll tell them when we get there.
And that's the thing. But the thing with that, though, is it's like, if there's, because there's, with this story, it's like the other ones, of course. But I don't care. I still enjoyed it. You know, they get together. They make these plans. They agree to the plans, they meet up, and they go, like, they're going to find the place, wherever they go, they stop to get food and all this other shit, you know, they're hanging out, chilling, and they're talking to the locals, and nobody ever listens to the old guy, and I say this a lot, yeah. I say this a fucking lot, and what happens? The old guy tells him you shouldn't go up there. What are they? Oh, we can go up there, it'll be fine, blah, 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 blah. That's when the girls find out what's really, you know, what really went on up there. That's when, on top of that, Donkey gets drunk, starts acting like an asshole after they're asking everybody about Charlie's farm and all the other stuff. So they basically get kicked out. They're leaving.
For what? And, that's brave of them too. That I don't understand that.
What?
Like a person that does that. You're traveling. You're a tourist, basically. You go acting into like a that, bar and act like that. You're in a different town. You don't know these people. They all can whoop your fucking ass.
They can kill you. They can make you disappear.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. And there's four of you. There is four of you. And two of them are females. Not that they can't defend themselves. I'm not saying that. But it's a bar full of mostly men. So,
They all, it's like.
And none of them are Amanda Nunes and Cyborg. So, the women. So, therefore. It's going to be a long, long, long night. If you had those two on your side, you could probably take out a bar. Well, they could probably take out a bar. You could just sit to the side and drink. But no, it wasn't like that. And it is funny, like that cliche with these movies, though, the whole, you know, we're going to do it anyway, this, that, and the third.
Yep.
Piss off the...
We don't believe in that stuff. That's only a folklore fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
So they just go...
You're right.
Like you said, they never listen to them. But the thing is, you also can argue the old people who tell them never go up there are always vague. They never give you the whole story. If they just came out and say, hey, listen, don't go up there, there might be a giant dude running around with a fucking machete that's going to kill you if you go up there.
Well, I mean, they'll give you some of the story, but it's like they'll give you some of the story and all that here and there. You'll get more and more from the ones, and then that one old one will come and tell you everything. The one old one that's just like everybody knows in the town, like a crazy Ralph or whoever. But you still don't listen. It's just like, I want to check. I drove this far. I'm going to go anyway. Versus me, I'm like, you know what? Let's just, I don't know though. Because at the same time, I want it. You know what, James? I'm almost with you on going to it, but I'm more so of like going on the tours. I'm like, okay, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is good. I can come back.
Go visit. If you're going to go during the day and don't sleep there.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other, like, don't sleep there. overnight just because it's, you think it's abandoned or whatever and all this other shit. And it's like,
oh,
fuck, you know how it's going to end. It's not going to end well. It never ends well.
No, go during the day, check it out really quick. Like, they got what they wanted. They checked it out, picked up toward, they're grabbing stuff, looking at it. Could easy. They're done. Nope, they stay there. As soon as nightfall comes, that's when Charlie's like, who the fuck are these people?
The fuck
up in my house. Yeah. And technically, it wasn't his house. He had, like, a fucking cave. Like, a fucking... The smell down there must be bad, man. There's dead bodies all over the place. Like, in cages and shit in corners.
He's eating something, though.
He was eating them. Yeah, his food source, it had to be.
One of them, yeah. I mean...
But,
that dude's fucking huge.
Oh, another... Okay, the most boring kill. What do you think?
I don't think there's really any boring kills, though.
Yeah, those basic ones. I call them basic bitch.
I guess, I mean, with Tara Reid, I guess it's kind of up in the air. But again, movies.
Oh, Tara Reid, I thought that was gory. That's pretty cool. We'll get to that one. I'll talk about the, okay, so there's two, technically.
Which one do you talk about?
There's the, where the boyfriend, where he grabs him like in a bear hug and he just slices his throat. That's normal.
Okay, yeah.
That's basic. And the old guy at the end where he throws the axe into his back. Kind of boring.
Just because you've seen it so much.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Like, the other ones were a little creative. Like,
I'll give you those.
He fucking, with his fingers, dug in his neck and ripped the side of his neck off.
You're right. You know what? I agree with you on both of them. Because he could have done so much more, something so much cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Everybody else had like a cool kill.
The bear hug thing could have ripped his head off with his bare hands. That would have been better.
Or snapped him in half or something.
Yeah.
Or did a backbreaker. You just see him pick him up over his head and just brings him down over his knee and just folds him in half like Bane with Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, you know? Like, he just put him back down and just slit his throat in front of Tara Reid. It's like, look, it's your boyfriend. By the way, this mentality, this dude had a mentality of a beast. Like, he wasn't like, this is your boy. He did not talk. He was grunting like a caveman.
And grunting and laughing is all he did.
And laughing. This thing, and he liked the, he was like proving his strength, like King Hodder on his boxing him. He's like, come on, hit me. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, hit me again, because he was testing his strength. Then he was like, my turn. And he's like, boom. He's like, nope, I'm stronger. You know, it's like, he's
fucking.
He had that mentality. It was like he was fighting a bear. It's like he's testing his strength.
He is a villain that I would like to see more of.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing another, at least another one, maybe not getting crazy with it, maybe like a one or two more.
Yeah, I agree. Cause he survives. But another cool kill. It shows his strength. The one girl in the barn. He takes a tractor. He pushes a tractor over her head.
He's a beast.
And he walks over and she's like, she's dead, but then he's walking away and she starts going, moaning. She's alive. So he's like, he wasn't satisfied. He's like, wait a minute. He gets up on the tractor and starts jumping until her head smushes. It just shows it like crack open like a watermelon. I think that's so cool when they show that stuff.
Me too. And what's
when it's cool done about well, that? Let me take it back. When it's done right.
Well, yeah,
I don't want it like cartoony, like, you know, it was like a watermelon. I'm talking about like if it looks like a real body part would look like if it did.
If it looks good or decent, then you want to see it. Yeah. If you know it's not going to be that great, then it's like, I don't mind seeing the after effects of like hearing everything leading up to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been one of those things where it just wasn't, you know, for some of the stuff. Not this, because they showed that shit. And that. Oh man, you guys gotta go check this movie out if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, check it out. And her boyfriend, he died by what did he do to him? I forgot. It's like when he went outside the barn.
Mm.
Oh, how did he die?
Now you're gonna make me remember this shit, James. Hang on.
Oh, I think it was an axe. Did it like right in the chest, or was it his head? Like, chopped his head off.
I'm thinking. I don't remember.
Like, as soon as he walked out the door, he was there in a fucking axe because they foreshadowed it. Remember, he was like, oh, I'm definitely taking this axe. And he put it against the wall and it went in.
Okay.
But when he walked out, Charlie went, boom, hit him with the axe. I don't know if I think it might have been the chest, but he like flew back. And that's when the girl's like, ah, started screaming and shit. Then that's when he got her and fucked her up and did the tractor thing.
Yeah, he.
So, it was a little gory. It's like some gore stuff in this. Not overdone, not crazy. But the kills were so creative. Like,
oh,
some of them you've seen, before, but you don't mind because you hardly see it. And you're like, it's brutal. They're like, God damn. Type kills.
It was the chest.
Like I said, the jaw rip off. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck. It was the chest, James. I have the kill count over here.
Okay, so it's the chest. All right. And you know the Tara Reid. You think she killed him. There's a survivor. Wrong. He shoves the gun through her at the door where she's trying to get in. She turns around. He wasn't done yet. He grabbed the gun and he ripped it completely through her from the front to the back, but the barrel. He grabbed the barrel and ripped gun through her.
He did.
I was like, damn. And they showed it like you're ripping it through. Then he picks her up and puts her over his shoulder. He's like, okay, I got to bring my food back to my cave. Because she's dead. What else is he going to use her for? Unless he's going to use her as a sex toy. Fucking no.
I knew it was going there.
I don't know, but that's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, this definitely could be a part two.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what I would say even a trilogy, because it's one of those things you don't want to go too far.
Yeah. But I'm watching if there's another one.
Definitely. Get this one going new, see what we're doing. I forgot to put that thing in the middle, so
it don't matter. There's good movies on this list here,
yeah.
Except, oh, that's Matinee. For some reason, I thought it was Manatee. I was like, what the fuck is Manatee? Matinee. All right, I don't know if I've seen this one.
John Goodman's in, but I forgot who else is in it. Mick wouldn't know if he's still here.
Matinee, what was it, alien movie?
Don't know. Oh, let me stop sharing.
We'll find out.
Yes. Next week.
I'm so used. I'm waiting for you to spin the wheel again. I was like, oh yeah, never mind.
No, it's just one. Just one now. Don't worry, James. Once we get back to the regular, it'll still be just Thursdays, people. But we'll have the multiple wheel shit like we do the. What? No, actually, no, we won't, because it's themes. I'm lying. No, we won't.
Nope.
That's going to pop for a while.
Yep, there'll be themes for a while.
So, you know, tune in the Popcorn and Pints Saturday. You'll see us manning some shit. And you can tune in the Sturdovision tomorrow night, or midnight, technically Saturday. It'll be 12 a.m. Saturday. And see me spin another wheel. See this?
What are you watching this Friday?
I forgot. Let me pull up the list really quick. Did you tell your sister to watch this movie, James? Or is she in her bad movie fix right now?
She's in her bad movie fix.
Troll 2.
Wait, what? Troll 2?
Yeah, she's in her bad movie fix. Shockers. No,
she already seen Shockers?
Shocker. The movie Shocker.
Oh, I remember Shocker. I've seen that.
Now, if your sister wants to watch a hilarious movie, Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves.
Oh, I already told her about that. I did that during the pod. I wrote that during the pod.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm
going to tell you guys right here. I know this is a CFF night, but this is another movie you guys need to watch right here.
Oh, you got to see that.
I'm going to just pull this right up here. I'm just going to leave that there for the rest of the episode. I'm just going to leave that there for you guys. Those are almost done anyway. But that movie there, we reviewed it on Sturdovision. James even stayed up for that.
It was a fun movie. And it was worth it. Stayed up for the watch party, enjoyed the movie. Then we chilled for an hour.
Yeah.
And went right to the did the pod and talked about that.
Such a good time.
Crazy yeah. fucking movie.
Go check that one out. Yeah, that one was from 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm going to end it on that because that's a great fucking note. Charlie's Farm, definitely go check that out. It was a dope
definitely
movie.
Check it. Awesome movie.
It's just there's not much of a story to it. So there's not really much to talk about. Awesome kills.
Yeah.
And there's double-digit kills. So for those of you who love those movies, slashers with some with a good kill count, there's a really good kill count in this. Yeah, honestly, I'll say check out other stuff from Christopher's Son, though. Christopher, and then it's S-U-N.
You got to see Daddy's Little Girl and what's the other one?
There's Daddy's Little Girl, Boar, and I forgot the fourth one, but I mentioned it earlier.
Yep, I'm going to check them out.
Check out his IMDb. I'm going to get those movies out so we can review those. Make sure you guys go check out the Scene Snobs. Make sure you guys listen. Carolina Fear Fest. The end of next month. Well, actually, it's the weekend before the end of next Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend. You could spend it in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. Will Petey Pablo be there? I can't promise that. I don't know him. You know who will be there, though? Me. And hopefully you. I'm hoping you come. I'm hoping you guys come and have an amazing time, have some fun, make some new friends, have some laughs, record all that good stuff. Check out the vendors because the vendors have some dope stuff. Check out everybody there. Pull up to the Scene Snob Sable, have some laughs with us. I'll be bouncing around there. I'll be bouncing all over the place. I'll be all over the place. But I'm going to have a good time, and I hope you guys do too. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Wise. And, yes, so North Carolina, we're going to raise up and have a great fucking time at Carolina Fear Fest, and I hope to see you all there. I really, really do. I hope to see you all there smiling, having fun. We all have fun. And then we go home. We talk about it, and we promote it for next year, and we bring it up for next year and make it even bigger in 2025, in 2026, and so on and so forth. With that said, check out Popcorn and Pints. Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern time, we're reviewing Highlander and
Short
Circuit. More Than a Woman, More Than a Woman to Me. You know what that line's from? Short Circuit. The man, the myth, the robot legend, Johnny motherfucking Five. Yes, I said it. Yes, I said it, and I meant it. Yeah, he's alive. That's what we're going to be talking about this Saturday. And like I mentioned, tomorrow night, shocker. Ooh, midnight. Tune in for that. And then, oh, shit. We're still doing that Godzilla stuff over on the Scene Snobs as well, so I hope you guys are tuning in for that. 70 years, 40 movies. We're still discussing that. Sir Sturdy, McManhattan, and Trevor from Ambassador Radio. I hope you guys are checking that out as well. Horror with Sir Sturdy, the Z Network. I heard WrestleMania was good last weekend, so go check out Smarknado.
Yeah.
Those guys thought about it. Yo, what are you doing tomorrow at midnight? We're reviewing that tomorrow at midnight. Matter of fact, shoot me a message because I'm going to wrap this one up, though. But shoot me a message. If you're free, join us. I would love to have you on. Everyone else, I'll see you in your nightmares. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, all right.